Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into the rhythmic heart of How Music Works, a book that explores the multifaceted world of music through the keen eyes and ears of David Byrne, taking us on a journey from the primal beats of ancient history to the eclectic sounds of the modern era. Byrne illuminates the intricate layers that comprise the music we love. His insight is not just that of an observer, but of a seasoned practitioner. As a co-founder of the influential new wave band Talking Heads, his perspectives are enriched by decades of personal experience in the industry. How Music Works is a testament to Byrne's status not only as a rock and roll Hall of Famer, but as an esteemed artist whose acclaim spans an Oscar and a Golden Globe Award, the author of Bicycle Diaries and The New Sins. Byrne's voice resonates with authority and authenticity as he examines the complex relationship between music, technology, business, and the human condition. This book is a must-listen for anyone who craves a deeper understanding of the inner workings of the music business, the intimate bond between music and its environment, and the profound reasons why music resonates so deeply within us all. Whether you are a musician, a music lover, or simply curious about the forces that shape our auditory landscape, How Music Works offers a harmonious blend of history, science, and personal anecdotes that will enrich your appreciation for the soundtracks of our lives. Join us as we decode the mystery of music with David Byrne as our guide. How Music Works, How Circumstance and Creativity Collide in Tune. Introduction, Unlocking the Magic, How Music Transcends Time and Influence. Imagine entering a world where every rhythm and harmony reveals a hidden narrative of human history and culture. How Music Works isn't just any rock star's memoir. It's a treasure trove of insights from a legend inviting us to understand the magic behind melodies that have moved millions. Embark on a sonic journey that stretches from the crude instruments of our ancient ancestors to the sleek digital beats throbbing in today's earbuds. Discover the surprising ways in which our environment shapes the soundtracks of our lives, much like how urban landscapes influence the songs of birds. Dive into the phenomena that transform ordinary venues into legendary stages where musical revolutions are born, and why some never step into the limelight. The narrative extends beyond tunes and octaves, exploring the profound impact music has on our societies. It can be a tool for harmony, a weapon against crime, and a ladder for lifting souls out of poverty. Prepare to have your ears and mind tuned to the profound influence of music, a universal language that continues to evolve, adapt, and inspire in unpredictable, extraordinary ways. Part 1. Music, not just from the heart, but shaped by our world. Ponder the origins of your favorite melody. Do you feel it was birthed from the artist's deepest feelings? It is a common perception that music is a direct outpouring of the soul, that artists are struck by a flash of inspiration, and from this emotional depth, music is born. Moreover, we often credit the complexity of music to the technical skills of its composers. Many believe that the relatively simple harmonics of medieval melodies were due to the lack of sophistication in composers' skills at the time. Yet let's strike a different chord and consider that these notions might miss a crucial part of the composition, the influence of surroundings on music creation. Take the grandeur of a Gothic cathedral with its high stone walls. The music designed to fill these spaces naturally favored long, unchanging melodies. The simple harmony was a deliberate choice, not a limitation, because elaborate key changes would clash in the prolonged echoes of the cathedral halls. Now, fast forward through time to the invention of the microphone, which drastically altered vocal performance. Icons like Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby didn't need to command large auditoriums with sheer vocal power anymore. They could whisper to the mic and still be heard loud and clear. Thus, they revolutionized singing with a more intimate conversational style. But this adaptive dance between music and environment isn't unique to us. Even birds in San Francisco's urban sprawl have tweaked the pitch of their songs to rise above the roar of traffic, ensuring their voices aren't lost in the city's cacophony. Whales, too, have transformed their calls to communicate over the rumble of increasing maritime traffic. It's clear that music isn't solely a craft of emotion and skill, but a creation influenced by, and in harmony with, the theater of its performance, whether that's a stone cathedral, a jazz club, or the great outdoor stage of nature itself. Part 2. The Recording Revolution, a new dimension in music, creation, and appreciation. Imagine a world where music cannot be paused, rewound, or replayed at whim. That was the reality before 1878, when the first music recording heralded a revolution, unlocking the ability for sounds to transcend time and space. This innovation reset the stage for both the musicians creating melodies and the audiences savoring them. Recording technology injected a new discipline into musicianship. Bands that once relied on the charismatic cover of live performances now faced the unflinching scrutiny of recorded sound, compelling them toward a precision formerly reserved for metronomes. Take vibrato, the oscillation in pitch that imparts warmth to strings and depth to vocal chords. Initially seen as a fudge to true musicianship, it evolved into an essential technique. In recorded music, vibrato masked the slightest pitch imperfections. Today, it has become such a staple that its absence feels almost alien to our modern ears. This evolution in music production paralleled shifts in how we listen. For John Philip Sousa, an icon of American composition, the rise of recorded music was a harbinger of doom, foreshadowing an era where the organic art of live music would be subjugated to a mechanical process. He envisioned a future where music turned into a lifeless sequence of discs and gears, losing its human essence. Sousa's dread was not unfounded. Recordings have indeed recalibrated our musical bearings. A song often conjures the specificities of a studio version, and live performances have become echoes of these definitive recordings. Yet amidst this metamorphosis, Theodor Adorno, a thinker of the last century, offered a silver lining. Freed from visual stimuli, listeners could now engage with music more intimately, dissecting the layers of sound with a detached, critical ear. Caught in the cross-currents of technology and tradition, music found new expressions and audiences, discovered fresh ways to connect with the chords that string together human emotions across generations. Part 3. Digital Dissonance, Connecting the Dots in Sound and Composition. The digital era arrived with little fanfare from the corridors of Bell Labs, where researchers laboring over telephone technology inadvertently set the stage for a seismic shift in music's sonic landscape. In 1962, these visionaries discovered how to capture sound waves in binary slices, etching a path that would forever alter the texture and structure of musical composition. Consider each digital recording as an elaborate mosaic of audio slices. These fragments, encoded into the binary language of ones and zeros, stitched together to form the semblance of a seamless auditory stream. To the human ear, the difference between analog and digital may seem imperceptible, but the contrasting nature of digital's step-by-step sound and analog's infinite gradations marks a distinct divergence in quality. Not unnoticed, there's a phenomenon referred to as digital cleanliness. For listeners yearning for warmth, the crystal-clear nature of digital recordings lacks the soul they find in the familiar hiss and crackle of vinyl and cassettes. The ripple of digital innovation extends beyond mere sound into the very blueprint of musical architecture. In today's pop music studios, computers wield an algorithmic baton, ensuring that beats never waver with quantization. This precision is not just a stylistic choice. It simplifies the digital editing and arranging process. However, this uniformity can sometimes strip away the organic ebb and flow that gives music its human touch. Digital's reach has even coaxed composition into new forms via MIDI. musical instrument digital interface. It eschews recording sound for encoding musical notes into digital data, which is unforgiving of the subtleties found in strings and other instruments. Thus, MIDI's rigid encoding often corrals composers into the use of synthesizers and percussion pads, subtly steering the art of music composition. In the blinking lights of studios brimming with screens and software, we find a new breed of orchestrators, composing not just with notes, but with the ones and zeros that have reshaped the realm of resonances and reverberations. Part 4. The Ensemble Effect. How recording techniques shape music's soul. Consider the studio where music takes a tangible form. It's not merely a technology-laden room, but an alchemist's lab, where the very essence of a performance is transformed. The recording process is a delicate dance that can significantly influence the final outcome of a musical piece. Up until the late 1970s, the divide and isolate tactic reigned supreme in the world of recording. This method reflects a meticulous surgical operation, where each instrument is segregated. The drummer enclosed in a soundproof booth, the bassist cocooned within acoustic panels. Such a method gives producers and engineers unparalleled meticulous control, piecing together a musical puzzle where each component is immaculately captured. This surgical precision of divide and isolate, however, can extract a certain spontaneity from the music. The warm thrum of a bass in physical conversation with a snare drum's snap, the guitarist's responsive riff to a keyboard's flourish, these interactions can become lost, buffed away to a sterilized sheen. On the flip side of recording philosophy is the all-for-one session, a gathering of musicians playing in concert, as they do on stage. This approach brings with it the risk of sonic bleed and less than perfect acoustics, but it preserves the band's cohesive dynamic. Within this shared space, music breathes more freely, allowing for an authenticity of performance that resonates with both the musicians and listeners. Instead of clinging to the extremes of isolation or togetherness, contemporary studios often blend methods, allowing artists to craft recordings that swing between the raw edge of a garage jam and the polished punch of a layered track. Recording isn't just about obtaining a high-fidelity replication of sound. It's about capturing, or crafting, the soul of music. As we journey through the spectrum of recording styles, we discover how each technique molds the spirit of the songs that define generations. Part 5. The Symphony of Collaboration: How Teamwork Amplifies Creativity. At the heart of music's evolution is the vibrant tradition of collaboration, where artists come together, blending their talents to create harmonies richer than the sum of their parts. The fabled partnerships of Lennon and McCartney, Jagger and Richards, echo the vital role that collaboration has played in crafting some of the most memorable tunes in history. In today's digitized world, collaboration has transcended physical boundaries. Musical minds can now converge through the bytes and bandwidth of the internet, swapping ideas across continents. Consider the making of Everything That Happens Will Happen Today, where Byrne and Eno sculpted an album through email exchanges. Eno's skeletal musical sketches blossomed as they traversed cyberspace, with Byrne's vocals completing the metamorphosis. Despite the lurking specter of miscommunication inherent in long-distance collaboration, the digital space affords artists the luxury of reflection, a breath between notes to nurture the next flourish of creativity. Working in concert with others can be a powerful catalyst for musical innovation. Weaker melodies find the nurturing they need to grow robust, the way Byrne's Psycho Killer, intended as a gentle ballad, evolved into the pulsing anthem recognized the world over, thanks to the dynamic interplay with his bandmates. Group improvisation, a technique Talking Heads famously relied on, can propel a musical work into uncharted territories, charting new melodic frontiers as each response sparks a fresh turn in composition. This method births both serendipitous breakthroughs and challenging divergences, yet both end up fueling the creative engines that drive a band's collective identity. In a culture of artistic cooperation, there's an implicit understanding that control is not lost, but shared, allowing each member to zone in on their piece of the puzzle with greater clarity and passion. What might seem like a constraint in collaboration can emerge as a blessing, an amplified echo chamber of ingenuity, where solitude is replaced with the polyphony of partnership. Part 6. The Harmony of Adaptation: How Music's Business Model is Tuning Up. The turn of the millennium marked the onset of a challenging new movement in the music landscape, one where the tried and true methods of selling records began to wane. Digital distribution became the new standard bearer, and the once thriving model of record sales began to echo hollowly in an industry in flux. Taking stock of the situation reveals a stark truth. Very few artists today enjoy the luxury of living off record sales. Think about this. In 2009, a meager 2.1% of albums managed to break the 5,000 sales mark, a steep drop from the once gold standard of platinum sales. The transformation has been so radical that iconic retail music chains have fallen like dominoes, with Tower Records and Virgin Megastores closing their doors for good. Royalty deals, where artists banked on percentages from album sales, have become untenable for many musicians. The cost of producing a record frequently eclipses the royalties it could hope to amass, making the economics of music production disheartening for up-and-coming artists. Records, which once took center stage in the industry, have now been relegated to a promotional tool to drive up ticket and merchandise sales. But within the heart of this disruption beats a rhythm of opportunity. The music business is learning to improvise. Artists are carving out their own chords of independence, with trailblazers like Radiohead severing ties with EMI in favor of self-released albums, and Madonna parting ways with Warner Brothers to embrace Live Nation. The advent of home recording studios and the simplicity of digital distribution have amplified the allure of the DIY approach. From writing and producing to marketing their tunes, artists are orchestrating their creative destinies. As traditional record sales continue their descent on the charts, a new composition in music business emerges, one resounding with inventive opportunities and the freedom for artists to create their own genre of success. Part 7. The Stage is Set. How the right venue can craft a musical movement. Any concertgoer knows the venue is more than a backdrop. It's a vital character in the narrative of a live show. But go one step deeper, and you'll find that some venues are the seedbeds from which entire music scenes spring forth. An emblematic case is New York's CBGB, which metamorphosed from a biker hangout into the crucible of a punk and new wave movement in 1974. There are key ingredients that can transform any space into a musical hub. First, consider what a venue can offer its musicians beyond the spotlight. Fair compensation for their art is a foundational chord. CBGB hit the right note when its owner, nudged by Tom Verlaine, decided to let the band play for the door. This shift ushered in a new era for the once nondescript biker bar, making it a magnet for raw, unsigned talent hungry for a stage to call their own. Another note on the scale of importance is granting musicians complimentary access on their nights off. A venue teeming with artists becomes a fertile ground for audiences to flock to, raising its profile as the hotspot for the latest sounds. Then there's the architecture of acoustics. The shape, size, and situational context of a venue can engineer its success. CBGB's distinct dimensions, with its off-kilter walls and high ceiling, cultivated an acoustic quality that breathed life into the music. The lack of a backstage area threw artists into the mix with listeners, forging a personal connection and nurturing a loyal following. The creation of a music scene is more than a cultural nicety. It's an ecosystem for local talent to thrive and be heard. It doesn't take an opulent concert hall, just a venue that strikes the right chords of compensation, camaraderie, and constructive design. With these elements in play, a venue becomes more than a place of performance. It becomes the birthplace of a scene, where the music echoes long after the last note fades. Part 8. A Tune for Change: The Transformative Power of Nurturing Amateur Musicians. In the mosaic of the arts, each tile, whether an adept artist or a novice, plays a role in the vibrant cultural picture. Yet for decades, arts education has been structured not to stoke the creative fires of the masses but to instill refined appreciation, often relegating amateur musicians to the sidelines. The shift to sound recording altered music education's landscape, favoring interpretation and analysis of revered musical forms over the encouragement of raw creation. This approach can intimidate budding composers and often leads to undervaluing the act of making music itself. In the US, the reduced emphasis on arts education, a casualty of policy shifts like the No Child Left Behind Act, has turned creative exploration into an endangered species within school curriculums. But the consequences of this shift overlook the profound community and personal benefits that come from encouraging amateur musical endeavors. Amateur music making wields the power to be both a societal adhesive and catalyst for change. The camaraderie and joy found in the act of creation, the shared experience of performing in ensembles, are invaluable in weaving the social fabric. Moreover, music can do more than entertain. It can uplift entire communities. Take the uplifting story of Carlinhos Brown, who transformed Brazilian neighborhoods from areas of peril to havens of hope through music and culture centers. He proved that a drumbeat could echo louder than the allure of crime, wielding music as a tool for liberation and resilience. Another powerful example is Venezuela's El Sistema, born in the humble confines of a parking garage. The program not only raises virtuosos from the ranks but stands as a bulwark against poverty, providing disadvantaged youth with a means to rechart their destinies. As music invites a community to harmonize, it becomes a moral force and a spark for self-improvement. These stories are resounding endorsements for a new ethos, one that celebrates and supports the creator in every amateur, igniting a symphony of societal transformation. Part 9, The Universal Beat, Music as an Innate Human Experience. Nestled deep within the tapestry of human expression, music is more than an art form. It is an intrinsic element of our species' identity. Scholars expound various theories on the genesis of music. Some draw lines connecting the musical sounds shared between mothers and infants. Others find the roots of rhythm in the ambient sounds of nature or the primal calls of the wild, while the precise origin story of music varies. All strands of thought point to a shared awakening alongside the dawn of humanity itself. Digging into our shared past, we find relics of Neanderthals playing flutes some 45,000 years ago, tapping into melodies that resonate with today's white piano keys. It's as if music was etched into our very blueprint. This evolutionary tale is reflected in the musical aptitudes that come naturally to us. Even in their cradle song, infants reveal an innate understanding of musical structures, expressing preferences for melodious, stable harmonies, and demonstrating an uncanny ability to recognize relational pitches, the inherent understanding of a tune, irregardless of the starting pitch. Music's sway over our well-being is as profound as it is therapeutic. Who amongst us hasn't felt the lifting of spirits under the influence of a beloved tune? Growing evidence suggests that music does more than move us. It engages and activates vast neural networks. For those wrestling with the intricacies of brain damage, melody can become a lifeline, guiding them through routines that might otherwise be insurmountable. This has given rise to melodic intonation therapy, an arsenal of harmony-driven techniques that harness music for healing. Our collective story, a narrative brimming with diverse cultures and epochs, finds a common chord in the music we cherish. As we uncover the cognitive, emotional, and social threads bound up in our musical fiber, we embrace a truth that resonates across all humanity. Music is not simply what we do. It's a vital part of what makes us human. Final summary. At its core, how music works is a testament to the profound impact context plays in shaping music's creation, performance, and reception. Whether it's echoing through the vaulted arches of a Gothic cathedral, tingling across the binary landscape of digital recordings, or uniting a sea of fans in a legendary dive bar. The surroundings dictate the sound waves of history. Music is not simply a cultural artifact or entertainment, it's a powerful instrument of cohesion and personal empowerment. From fostering nascent movements within local scenes to elevating amateurs into agents of social change, music stands as a testament to our shared humanity. The tale of music is ever evolving, curating new chapters with the advances of technology and shifts in the music business. Artists now have the digital keys to a global stage, a medium where they can craft, distribute, and market their visions more freely than ever before. This narrative confrontation between the traditional and the transformative within music sectors reveals an underlying harmony. Music is as boundless and resilient as the human spirit it encapsulates, echoing beyond the final echoes of any single track or performance. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.